the Tuesday, February 27, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. As you know, yesterday I was covering the school shooting. I never got through it all, so I'm going to close that portion out today. Then I'm going to go into the next topic, which is going to tie in with the subject matter that I did yesterday, and I'm going to finish out today. And I'm going to get into MK Ultra because it's alive and well and happening right now, even though they told us that they closed out that project many years ago. No, it's alive and well, folks, and we're going to explore it together today. But before we do that, let me finish out this school shooting thing here. You know, the sole video showing suspect Nicholas DeJesus Cruz on February 14th, taken more than an hour after the Parkland school shooting, was recorded by a security camera of the Chai Chabad house of the Lubavitcher Shomrim ultra-Orthodox Jewish cult on 5761 Coral Ridge Drive, located inside the northwest bend of the Sawgrass Parkway on Highway 869. Just minutes before his arrest on the U-shaped Wyndham Lakes Drive, number 4700, which has no exit except Coral Ridge Drive. Now, the Chai Chabad title was shown on the clip posted at CNN. This indicates that, as earlier mentioned, that the Jewish-born Cruz was likely recruited by the Shomrim secret society to be a patsy for a commando raid and was brainwashed at Chabad House. Now, again, you may be thinking, oh, that's really out there. But wait till I get into the next section of this, which is MK Ultra, and you may have a different, perception of what you may think now. Everyone should be wary when the most powerful men in America exploit the Parkland school massacre to call for gun seizures from the citizenry, especially after the same elite was directly responsible for the deaths by firearms of hundreds of thousands of civilians in their wars from Afghanistan and Iraq to Libya to Syria, along with dozens of other countries. Their national project for disarmament of Americans is exactly why the founding fathers, in their prescient wisdom, drafted the Second Amendment to prevent the return of an absolutist tyranny against a defenseless public. This is the hour not to cave into emotional weakness, but rather to stand strong at arms in the common defense of a sovereign people as mandated by the United States Constitution. The March for Our Lives, scheduled for March 24th, is being promoted by the manipulative media as a youth initiative by five Parkland school survivors, led by the son of Kevin Hogg, who is one of James Comey's FBI agents. In fact, the actual permit holder for the upcoming Washington, D.C. rally for gun control is not the Parkland students, but instead Every Town for Gun Safety, a controversial lobby group notorious for its inflated estimates of gun-related violence. In the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary School incident, Every Town was founded by urban mayors allied with Michael Bloomberg, former boss of New York City and millionaire publisher of Bloomberg Business News. And his list of advisory board members reads like an all-star list of CIA spy chiefs, warmongers, and agents provocateur. What does prohibiting gun sales have to do with the murderous career of a war criminal like Admiral Mike Mullen, the former head of the Joint Chiefs who launched the Afghan and Iraq wars on a false pretext for George W. Bush? Well, the answer to that is simple. To make it easier to impose a militarist regime on Americans like the pedophile regime installed in Kabul, Afghanistan. Every town in the USA lost sons and brothers thanks to Bloomberg's advisors, notably retired Oklahoma Senator Dave Boren, the former head of the Senate Intelligence Committee and mentor of CIA Director George Tenet, who plotted the NATO interventions in the Balkans, the invasion of Afghanistan, and then rigged the Powell Report to start the Second Gulf War. Now, closer to home, on that same advisory board, there's retired ATF official Dave Chipman, who was just involved in the cover-up of the Las Vegas Harvest Festival massacre, and Chris McDonnell, who notoriously posed for a professional photographer's grief portrait at Sandy Hook School. The sort of publicity stunt that convinces people about crisis actors. Not being one of those gullible believers, I try to focus instead on the reality of merciless human butchery, as gut-wrenching as it may be. Further verifying a Zionist role in the Parkland School commando strike, two of the Everytown advisors are linked with a special weapons program of the Israeli Defense Force. Eli Broad, founder of the namesake institute involved in biowarfare research on Ebola in West Africa, and Qualcomm boss Irwin Jacobs, who funded Technion, the Israeli Institute of Technology, which created and developed IDF cyber warfare programs. The IDF Cyber War Command is yet another Israeli component involved in the Parkland false flag operation, specifically responsible for jamming the Broward County Police radio and hijacking Parkland School's video monitoring security system with insertion of fake video clips, similar to the video capture methods shown in the casino robbery in Ocean's 11, starring George Clooney and Brad Pitt. The role of Kevin Ralph Hogg in the electronic warfare operation against the police rescue team is also exposed here. Another Obama-Clinton cronies on the Everytown board include Tom Barrett, the Milwaukee mayor who played a key role in advocating a 2008 bailout for Wall Street, a Philadelphia mayor, Michael Nutter, founder of the Philly Rising Militant Group with funds from George Soros in alliance with Black Lives Matter. And how does George Clooney play into all this? Well, in less than a week after the Parkland school attack, George Clueless Clooney was the first Hollywood celebrity to donate $500,000 to the GoFundMe account of the March for Our Lives protest movement, which was set up by student hustlers Cameron Caskey and David Hogg. The latter's father, Kevin Hogg, has a spooky record with the FBI, indicating MFOL is not a charity for wound victims, but instead a cold, calculated political move for Daddy Hogg's superiors at the FBI, the Justice Department, and the CIA. A former United States Air Force pilot, Kevin Hogg was the FBI official at LAX who released the mysterious Nigerian-American storyteller Olajide Oluwaseyin Noibi in 2012, after he illegally boarded Virgin Airlines without a proper ticket or a passport, apparently on a journey eventually headed toward Africa. Now, after his arrest, Noibi pretended to be an actor mimicking the life of Jesus, but on his booking at the police station, he was wearing a black Islamic skull cap indicating affiliation with Boko Haram. And Comey appointee Agent Hogg let him slip off the hook for a second surreptitious attempt at evading exit procedures to escape the country, apparently for plausible deniability. Nearly succeeding on his first try, Noibi was caught only because of the vigilance of a stewardess. Obama's pro-Muslim policy, under which ISIS was created, is rife with these sorts of unregistered Islamic passengers, the state-sponsored terrorists departing from Western airports into insurgency-plagued regions, like the pair who died in an explosion at a Belgian airport, stagehand from the CIA. The pretty boy of TV soap operas George Clooney owed his movie heartthrob career to his father's collaboration with the CIA and the Jesuit intelligence nexus on their Darfur phony refugee product in support of heavily armed Chadian guerrillas in a pipeline war against oil-rich Sudan. His dad, Nick Clooney, is a journalism teacher at American University of D.C. and an active member of the NUSIUM, both of which are intel-linked. His actor's son's lead roles in intelligence-themed movies, such as Syriana, Argo, Men Who Stare at Goats, and Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, leave no doubt about George Clooney's close connections to the CIA. A swinger, and by the way, that's only half of it, he probably had no choice but to cooperate with the Fed's propaganda machine after disclosure of his longtime friendship with mobster Rick Rizzolo, owner of the Crazy Horse 2 stripper club in Las Vegas. Mothers of Parkland, you're allowing this whoremonger to cozy up to your kids? Another Pied Piper, he's taking them away for a children's crusade to help his spook bosses at Langley and the Pentagon. And sorry, Amal, you made a huge mistake falling for a con artist. Did you not notice he's a natural for the role of gambling cheat Danny Ocean? So go back to the sanity of Beirut, where at least you know where your enemies are. Well, enough gossip here. You know, now what about the game plan for Ocean's 11 Redux? The Console Cowboys blog details how any CCTV system can be hijacked with an online hack through a port. And not only could an electronic intrusion capture a video camera, the entire recording and replay system can be remotely controlled for substitution of video clips, as happened during the supposed lone gunman escape from Parkland School. In an article titled "Video Delays Misled Cops at Stoneman Douglas Shooting," reporters with the Fort Lauderdale Sun-Sentinel explained, "The Broward County School District's security cameras did not provide real-time video for police during the day of the shooting, coincidentally, and the outdated radio system provided further confusion. Police thought they were seeing the fleeing suspect live on security cameras, still in the building. They were actually seeing images tape delayed by at least 30 minutes, or perhaps the inserted video scenes were pre-recorded at a staged rehearsal." The county school superintendent was baffled by the technically impossible error in constant real-time video. There would be no point in having a video system in a school with a delay. Why would anybody have that? A security studies professor who heads a national active shooter program at Texas State University was quoted in the Sun-Sentinel as responding, and I quote, "I've never heard of that before," unquote. And in addition, police officers told the reporters that their radio scanner reception was blocked by some sort of feedback. The Sun-Sentinel disclosed that similar radio breakdowns hampered police response to the mass shooting at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood Airport a year ago January. That airport shooting overwhelmed the county's antiquated radio system, disrupting communications, and some policemen could hear but not talk as they were trying to determine if there was a second shooter. The young Jimmy Olsen reporters need some correcting from an old-timer. Out-of-date Motorola radio sets are far more reliable than today's flimsy digital phones. And in a low-rise area as flat as Broward County, radio reception should be crystal clear. The police scanner was deliberately jammed. So, what are the odds for two separate communications breakdowns, one based in the district school board and the other located in the sheriff's office, at exactly the same time? Also, for triple risk management, add on the likelihood for NSA headquarters in Fort Meade, Maryland, being disrupted by a car break-in earlier in that day, diverting away national security attention? In a tribute to Israeli electronics genius, allow me to repeat a quote from an IDF Cyber Command officer reported by the Eretz Shiva 7 newspaper in its February 23, 2016 edition, and I quote, "We are ahead of the rest of the world in digital capabilities by at least 15 years. We've integrated operational internet capabilities, which enable any commander to do anything in any place," unquote. Anything, anywhere, and at any time includes a commando strike against Parkland School on St. Valentine's Day. The electronic warfare used for the exfiltration phase of Operation Parkland had to be precisely coordinated with the movement of three assailants and their forward observer, who must have used a different frequency with communications to their headquarters. Not surprising, the former Navy flyer aboard a carrier, Kevin Ralph Hogg, is employed at Cubic Simulation Systems in nearby Pompano Beach, which develops programs and graphics for military training and operations. And under DOD contracts, Cubic divides its various ops planning sections into different regions of the country. Cubic's Pompano staff, where the father of Parkland student David Hogg works, focuses on joint services commando operations such as hostage rescue or strikes on terrorists' homes using cyber tech developed by the IDF Cyber War Division. Now, for example, this is a DOD procurement order for the Cubic Regional Office in Orlando. Cubic Simulation Systems, Inc., Orlando, Florida, is being awarded a $19,930,555 modification to a previously award firm fixed price. the foreign military sales contract for the procurement of Israeli Defense Forces Engagement Skills Trainer 2000 plus systems and related services. And therefore, the obvious conclusion is that far from being a victim, David Hogg was one of the forward observers of the joint Israeli CIA death squad sent to Parkland, ensuring that sufficient numbers of his classmates were killed. The faker should be arrested and put under extreme interrogation along with his father to confess to their assigned roles in the Soros-style psyop called March for Our Lives. Both father and son suffer degenerative nerve disorders associated with electromagnetic warfare, so never think there isn't divine justice. The grandfather of David Hogg was an FBI agent who became CEO of MasterCard, but was later forced out of the company by the board of directors under a cloud of suspicion related to his authorization of illegal diversions to a powerful cabal, possibly the same secret society behind the FBI Russiagate affair. And of course, the Hogg clandestine role is all in keeping with the eye and pyramid of the Federal Reserve Bank, just like former FBI boss Robert Mueller, a grand master of that subversion, Alexander Hamiltonian secret society. Now, don't get me wrong, since I do tend to moralize due to an overly religious upbringing, I like money nearly as much as anyone does, musically speaking, that is, for example, that bouncy ABBA tune, Money, Money, Money in a Rich Man's World. The best lyrics about Moolah come not from Farrell, but from an ancient through immortal band of Louie Louie fame, the Kingsmen. You know, the best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and the bees because I want money. Yeah, that's what I want. I want your money, 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 blah, blah, blah. That's what I want. Honestly, like, that is a rare commodity nowadays. The difference between then and now is, in the Vietnam War era, the young GIs and student protesters alike weren't paid crap to risk their lives, whereas the Parkland snowflakes who hid in the closet got millions of dollars through GoFundMe. What do these losers deserve for failing to attempt to rescue the wounded or gang tackle the assailants? A whipping behind this tool shed, that's what. Man, I'll tell you. It's admirable, folks, that one ROTC student died holding open a door for others. But three or more acting in unison could have teamed up to pounce on a gunman instead of everyone cringing in loneliness and fear. As Ben Franklin put it about being frightened during the unrelenting bloodbath during the Revolution, either we must all hang together or most assuredly we will all hang separately. Cowardice deserves no pity. GoFundMe pages, most of them posted by fraudsters, are proliferating like pythons in the Everglades. The Miami Herald had to kill its appeals due to the uncertainty of the identities of actual recipients. There were so many fake victims that the GoFundMe site decided to limit the fundraising to Broward Education Foundation. Not before pages had been set up by the families of 22 shooting victims. Yes, I am aware that there are only 17 dead, but some of these are for the wounded, although not all of them were wounded. Now, maybe I've suffered from excessive depression at the loss of family members and best friends, so I've never set up the lemonade stand at the funeral. And by the way, if anyone who is considering an online appeal, the state of Florida covers the cost of the victims' funerals. Therefore, the dozens of claimants asking for funds to bury dead students are either totally uninformed or fake. See you at the trial, and I do hope Judge Judy hangs you. Be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Back with the American Awakening. Mike Salk, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. And you know what? Get this, folks. Okay, the victims, the bodies of the victims of the Florida shooting weren't even cold yet before high school junior Cameron Caskey posted his plea for donations to support the partisan Democrat protest plan for March 21st, a.k.a. March for Our Lives. This nasty little drama student was the one who dissed Senator Marco Rubio for showing up at a town hall meeting to show his sympathy and hear community opinion. Young Cameron showed zero intention to persuade Rubio, but spoke out only to polarize the distraught crowd. I do not appreciate Rubio's voting record either, but the week of mourning is not the time to play politics. And now that it's started, Cameron is getting out what's coming to him. The art of hustle runs in the Kaskowitz family bloodstream, and on the issue of children's welfare, it should be noted that Cameron's grandfather and his father, Jeffrey A. Caskey Jr., are attorneys who serve as president and vice president of the profit-making surrogacy program called One World Adoptions. The OWA slogan for impoverished young women of childbearing age is, and I quote, "Make a pregnancy statement," unquote. That's a new brand of feminism, folks. Dad Jeffrey is co-author of the ABA Guide to Assisted Reproduction, something that George Clooney might be interested in volunteering for. The Florida branch is linked by one of its board members to a Georgia adoption group that goes by the same name, which specializes in procuring children for adoption from the Clinton Happy Hunting Ground of Haiti. A reminder of the murder of child rights researcher Monica Peterson. Remember her, folks, which was part of the Pizzagate scandal? If any of you Caskies have information on her last days in Hague, be sure to convey the details to us, please. Now, how's that for women's rights, Oprah? Maybe you should volunteer to be a surrogate, too, to help wealthy, infertile couples and pedophile pimps in the kingdom of Wakanda. One of the earlier cash respondents, indeed, was Oprah Winfrey in the act of solidarity with the planned MFOL protest in Washington, D.C., which, of course, has absolutely nothing to do with her ambitions to be the first Wakandan president of the USA. Her butting in the debate is reason enough for the NRA to beef up the Citizen Self-Defense Program, to keep that FAB out of the Oval Office. FAB stands for not what you're thinking, but for fuel air bomb, since she's got such explosive talent. Hold your breath. Other Hollywood heavyweights fell into line after the Don George Clooney made his grandiose gesture. They included Jeffrey Katzenberg, the Obama groupie and former Disney executive whose main product line was sexualized and emotionally whacked kids like Miley Cyrus and Christina Aguilera, rolling out of his Mickey Mouse Club treadmill. Then there's Steven Spielberg, who hates firearms so much that he produced war-glorifying movies like Saving Private Ryan and War Horse and gunslinging thrillers like Minority Report and Raiders of the Lost Ark. The H in Hollywood stands for either hypocrisy or heroin. Take your pick. Kids, since you're soon going to be in the wonderful company to be picked off by the DC pedophiles, just wait till they drop you off at Jimmy's Cosmic Ping Pong Pizza Parlor. And don't call 911 for rescue because Sheriff Israel won't be around to save you this time. Oh, man. The rapidity of political polarization out of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School during the morning raid, along with the immediate claim from the sneaks of the Anti-Defamation League about the Jewish-born suspect Nicholas Cruz belonging to a white supremacist group, indicate that the Parkland school shooting was another long-planned false flag attack similar to the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School assault in Newtown, Connecticut. The pieces of the jigsaw puzzle are by now more or less in place following this fourth part of the investigative series. I'll tell you, folks, this is unbelievable. I'm going to shift gears now, and after the break, I'm going to come back with the MK Ultra program that is still going on to this day, because it ties in with what I reported yesterday and in this first half hour today. See you after the break. More to come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. All right, now, before I get into this, I want you to remember, okay, Nicholas Cruz, they arrested him a mile away from the school, and he didn't have any recollection of anything. Why is that? Could it be total mind control Manchurian candidates? Excuse me, I just hit the cough button and sneezed, folks. Could such things actually be possible? Could someone you know, or perhaps maybe even yourself, have hidden programmed identities deep within the mind? Imagine finding out that you've got disassociated parts of yourself that are Satanist. Not only is it possible, it is happening right now and on an unimaginable scale. MK Ultra mind control rules in Hollywood. Some celebrities, professional athletes, spies, politicians, as well as common citizens, police officers, taxi drivers, etc., are under total mind control, undetectable slavery. This mind control is totally undetectable. These mind-controlled victims have multiple fragmented identities capable of carrying out a variety of tasks with no later memory of the event. And most never discover what they truly are or how they have been controlled. Mind control is on a sliding scale and can come in many forms, from everyday information control, as we see it with the corporate-controlled media, to brainwashing, to drugs, hypnosis, and total mind control. The most extreme form of mind control is trauma-based mind control. It uses hypnosis, torture, and drugs to create a total mind-controlled slave. The brain, being the incredible computer that it is, creates amnesiac barriers around events that would be too damaging for the conscious mind to process. Often, a returning veteran will be unable to remember parts of his deployment. Someone injured in a horrific car accident will likely not remember the entire ordeal. That happened to me once in 1996. I didn't remember. I remembered parts, but not all of it. The brain walls off memories surrounding events, which, much like the partitioning of a computer hard drive, by taking advantage of this mechanism within the brain. Programmers can create completely disassociated parts within the mind that function totally unaware of one another. The secret lies in dissociation. This special ability within the mind is what allows Navy SEALs to lie motionless for extreme periods. Indian fakirs to walk on red-hot coals, as the Spanish learned during the Inquisition, prevents some from feeling the pain of torture. Multiple personality disorder, now called DID, is caused by trauma at a young age and can be created deliberately or by accident. Most people can associate to some degree, but only a few can create completely dissociated identities. These are the people mind control programmers look for. A dissociative when put under extreme conditions. Why do some people survive and not others? What gives some the ability to rise to the occasion? Is it an ability, what some would call a gift, and through trauma this ability can be honed and developed so that a person becomes more than what they were before? A monarch. It has been discovered that this ability could be passed genetically from one generation to the next. Children of multi-generational abuse, think politicians' children, folks, for one, they already have a well-developed ability to dissociate. Now, pay close attention to this, folks. Elite bloodline families traveled to exotic locales such as India and Tibet to study Eastern philosophy, especially yogis and the Tibetan Buddhists, who have an excellent ability to dissociate. They learned the secrets of abuse, dissociation, and its hereditary properties and set out to pass this gift from generation to generation. A practice that continues to this day. One of the key tip-offs for scientists that memory and association could be passed on from one generation to the next was the monarch butterfly. Each year, monarch butterflies from across North America make an incredible journey from as far north as Canada. Millions of butterflies descend on a small plot of land in Mexico for the winter. Once spring arrives, they begin the long journey back. Now, here's the kicker to this, folks. It takes three generations of monarchs to make the 2,500-mile journey. No butterfly making the return journey has ever flown that route before. So how do they know where to go? Well, the answer lies in what researchers call epigenetic memory. Memories learned by parents, which are then passed genetically to their children due to their remarkable ability to pass information genetically, as well as a fluttering feeling often described during dissociation. The monarch butterfly is the international symbol for trauma-based mind control. Trauma-based mind control victims are told to think of the programming experience as that of going into a cocoon. The cocoon is not pleasant, but as a result, a beautiful butterfly emerges. The victims tend to identify with the monarch butterfly for this reason. The deliberate creation of programmed alter identities is known as monarch programming. And once aware, one will begin to notice butterfly symbolism at an alarming frequency in popular media and culture. Originally, only all of the cult families possessed the ability to completely dissociate and create multiples. Elite families to this day breed with other such families who have also been into ritual child abuse. And this is where secret societies and occult groups come in, folks. Organizations which have throughout generations not only curated and cultivated this secret knowledge, but facilitated its practice. These families are multi-generational Satanists, meaning that each generation has belonged to a satanic coven of some kind going back centuries, and the creation of multiples is part of the rituals they have performed. Since antiquity, programmers have codified these ancient practices into specific methodology for the deliberate creation of multiple personalities, also known as trauma-based mind control. The ability to dissociate and create multiples only grows stronger with each generation that is subjected to the abuse. These elite families view the ability to dissociate as a valuable endowment that must be passed carefully from one generation to the next. And while this ability may be passed genetically, it must be activated through childhood trauma. Without the trauma that the abuse and the torture create, the mind never fully develops its dissociative ability to the point of creating multiples. Extensive testing is done at a young age to gauge their ability to dissociate. The programmers will not spend time trying to split a mind that cannot dissociate. It would be a waste of time. And once the programmers have built a good dissociative ability and highly hypnotizable base, they can exploit this mechanism within the mind to create alter identities completely tailored to their liking. While only 20% of the general population is easily hypnotized, trauma makes one highly hypnotizable through trauma and hypnosis. Multiple dissociated parts will be created. Some will think they're little children, animals, or even gems or stones. Each one will have their own talents and abilities to lend to the set of alters known as, quote, the system. These alters can now be called up at any time their handler wishes by a code phrase, a color, or a sound. And once these alters have been created and triggers implanted correctly, the programmer has essentially a human robot. But how are these human robots used, and for what nefarious purposes? And before I continue with this, let me just interject here. And if you haven't seen it, go and take a look. Go on YouTube and take a look at Britney Spears or Beyonce or a myriad of others. What's his name? The black guy again. Al Roker. Okay. At a New Year's Eve, a New Year's Day celebration, where he just goes blank when a trigger word is spoken. Now, the question is, for what reason, or what purpose, government and private organization would create these human robots? The mind control victims are programmed to perform for any command, no matter how painful or demeaning, without pause, without emotion, and are capable of remembering endless lists of information or to record and playback conversations exactly like a tape recorder. A killing machine with superhuman strength, stamina, and fighting abilities. They will have no regret or remorse because they won't be able to remember it. These high-level mind-controlled slaves are expensive and time-consuming to create, but if done correctly, can make the perfect assassin. Actresses, golfers, sex slaves, patsies, or soldiers. Some elite create program multiples to be used in porn snuff films or as celebrity cash cows, earning their owners many times what they cost to create. Performers and actresses and actors, as we know, have grueling schedules, 15 or more hours a day, sometimes across multiple time zones. It helps if they have the extreme stamina these program multiples possess. When the front personality gets exhausted, another identity can take its place. Many in the entertainment industry, both male and female, are mind-controlled multiples. Now, I want you to have a listen to this. I'm going to have Dan play a clip for you. Very short. It's only going to be about 30 seconds. But what I'm talking about here has been brought out by numerous celebrities that are trying to break free of this. But it's been noticed by another celebrity here, which I'm going to have Dan play about a 30-second clip for you right now, and it's from Roseanne Barr. Go ahead, Dan, play that first clip.
I go to Hollywood parties, or, you know, occasionally I go to Oscar parties and things like that, and people, big stars, people will grab me by the arm and take me aside and say, I just want to thank you for the things you say. And it blows my mind, but that's the culture. It's a culture of fear for sure. You know, and it's a big culture of mind control, too. MK Ultra mind control rules in Hollywood.
All right. Thanks for that, Dan. MK Ultra mind control rules in Hollywood. And Roseanne Barr knows it, and she's seen it up close. You know, imagine, folks, creating a soldier that could stay up for days on end and possess superhuman strength, stamina, and fighting abilities. Or a spy whose front altar was just a mild-mannered archaeologist. But if ever captured or pressed for information, these super soldier spies could never access any sensitive information within their system and would likely switch into alters who would not only enjoy the torture but taunt their abuser. This has a powerful psychological effect on the enemy. A common role for those subjected to trauma-based mind control is that of a courier. Handlers pull up an alter identity within the system who records word for word a conversation or a message which can then be sealed with a passphrase and sent to deliver the clandestine message. Mind control victim Kathy O'Brien talks extensively about her use as a secret courier, among other things, for President Ronald Reagan. Like an addict needing a stronger hit, the ruling elite was turned to increasingly bizarre and disturbing sex acts to satisfy their fiendish obsessions. High-level mind control multiples usually have sexual alters known as betas, trained to satisfy the perversions of the elite. And if necessary, mind-controlled multiples can create new alters on the spot to perform a particularly odious tasks. Monarch slaves are frequently used in snuff films and other sick porn distributed through the black market or the dark web. Known as beta alters, these personalities are void of any inhibitions. Hypersexualized personalities, oftentimes in the form of a cat, are used for porn, prostitution, and even as party favors. This is what Stanley Kubrick portrayed in his controversial film Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise, which featured an elite occult sex party that eerily mirrored that of an actual private event held by the Rothschilds in the 1970s. A common use for male monarch slaves is that of a patsy or a lone nut. These sleeper agents can be called up and told to be at a certain place at a certain time, and they will obey robotically. Many mind-controlled slaves have excellent marksman alters programmed inside. Others merely show up afterwards and take the blame. I'm going to give you an example. We'll go back through some of these, folks. After killing John Lennon, Mark David Chapman calmly pulled out a copy of Catcher in the Rye and began reading. Later, Ronald Reagan's attempted assassin would also be apprehended with the same book. Lee Harvey Oswald was found with only four books in his possession, one of which was, you guessed it, Catcher in the Rye. In the 1997 thriller Conspiracy Theory, Mel Gibson, possibly a multiple himself, played a crazed CIA mind control victim obsessed with Catcher in the Rye. Mind control researchers have suggested Pierre Salinger's classic novel was used as a mind control programming tool. Another useful role for programmed multiples is that of an agent provocateur, one whose job it is to infiltrate organizations or groups, to spy and create disruption and infighting. Monarch slaves will often have an alter identity that records everything the person hears and can repeat it all back to a handler. This makes them quite useful as a mole. They will have a personality who is programmed to genuinely want to join whatever group they would like to infiltrate, be it religious or political organization or even business. Their personal beliefs and views will align with the chosen organizations so much that they not only fit in, but become valued members. All the while, unknowingly, alters are reporting back to whatever agency or secret society to which they may be secretly belonging. Trauma-based mind control victims are often used as drug mules to transport illicit substances across state lines and around the world. Convincing front alters would honestly believe they were carrying makeup powder or whatever they have been hypnotically programmed to think. The globalist cabal of elite controllers who make up the secret societies, the military intelligence agency, and the banking cartels ruthlessly pursue control over those they deem important to their plans. A popular form of domination is blackmail. Monarch slaves are often sent to seduce a politician, a world leader, or anyone considered important to the hierarchy's agenda. And once compromised, these people will now be completely controlled under the threat of pictures or video being released. Sometimes compromised individuals will be cultivated to highly powerful positions because they are completely controlled by the horrible crimes for which they are being blackmailed. This is exactly what happened with Dennis Hastert before he was thrown under the bus and it all came to light. Hastert, as we all remember, was a high school gym coach with a grungy armchair next to the boys' showers. Is the music coming up, Dan? I don't hear it, but it's supposed to be here, I think. Okay. All right. That's all right. No worries. Skip the break. Okay. Dennis Hastert became a politician, and he was elevated to Speaker of the House from literally, kind of like Obama, out of nowhere. He was part of the pedophile guild that likes to rape young boys. So he was made Speaker of the House, all the while being totally controlled by blackmail because of his previous child abuse. Monarch multiples are not single-purpose appliances, but biological robots containing alters capable of performing any tasks their programmer might anticipate. While monarch mind control is solely a 20th century creation, its predecessors date back to ancient Egypt and Babylon. The Egyptian Book of the Dead explicitly describes methods of torture and intimidation to create trauma and the use of drugs and hypnotism, ultimately resulting in total enslavement of the initiate. It would, however, be the Nazis and their sinister scientists who turned association into a science and mind control into an art. Psychiatrists such as the notorious Joseph Mengele conducted horrific experiments on concentration camp inmates in an effort to refine their mind control techniques. And many prison camp survivors had nightmares of Mengele and the experiments that they had been a part of. Some, believe it or not, loved him as a father figure all their lives due to the trauma bonding they had received as part of their programming. They discovered that through traumatization, different personalities or dissociated parts could be created who do not know each other but can take the body at different times. And one of Mengele's beliefs was that captivity, which brings the victim into prolonged contact with the perpetrator, creates a special type of relationship, one of coercive control. The goal of the perpetrator is to instill in his victim not only fear of death, but also gratitude for being allowed to live. Attachment between hostage and captor is the rule rather than the exception. Now, after the war, as we know, these Nazi psychiatrists, along with scientists, were brought to the United States through what was known as Operation Paperclip. Brought them all over here. The Nazis didn't lose the war, folks. They worked for us. NASA was started by Nazis. OSS turning into the CIA. Again, think Nazis. Project Paperclip was the code name under which the U.S. intelligence and military services extracted German Nazi scientists during and after the final stages of World War II. And Joseph Mengele, along with other Nazi doctors and psychiatrists, now continued to experiment and develop trauma-based mind control for the Americans under what would later become known as MKUltra. The United States government systematically drugged, tortured, and murdered their own citizens for decades. Now, this was exposed in the 1970s through lawsuits filed by Canadian survivors. MK Ultra ultimately included over 150 operations, all relating to behavior modification trauma, brainwashing, drugs, blackmail, and mind control experiments. Among these mind control experiments orchestrated by Nazi war criminals were continuations of the trauma-based programming which creates dissociated identities. Rape, electroshock, drugs, and hypnosis were all used by the CIA to create their very own mind-controlled multiples. A criminal faction within the U.S. government, whom I believe right now to be in international control, devoid of any conscious or feelings of personal responsibility, tortured and programmed children to create valuable mind control assets. Most researchers believe these programs continually, secretly to this day. In my mind, folks, there's no question about it. The CIA's original plans to research mind control was to determine psychological and chemical means of creating the perfect spy, which quickly evolved into production of the perfect soldier, the perfect assassin, and eventually slave. And with the introduction of Nazi research, particularly that of the SS officer and the occultic Heinrich Himmler and Josef Mengele, it was determined that absolute mind control could be reached through specific tortures beginning at a young age. Armed with this nefarious information, United States and German and British psychiatrists embarked on a new yet ancient form of total mind control. And disturbingly, instead of ending in 1973, as the United States government claims, closer research shows the program merely evolved in what is now known as Project Monarch. And MKUltra was a broad study into a wide variety of mind control techniques, and Monarch was its logical outgrowth, taking the most effective methodologies and applying them to the creation of a total mind control slave, a true Manchurian candidate. And today, mind control multiples are still being created at a scale never before imagined. They are in all walks of life. The entertainment industry in particular is known to be filled with monarch multiples. One reason mind control is prevalent within the entertainment industry is because they are able to control the powerful influence these entertainers possess over the public. Got a top of the hour break coming up. We'll be back in 3 second hour coming up. I'll open up the phone lines if you want to jump in here, folks. Got much more to go, but I'll take a couple of calls if you like. Be right back.
With doubt, there's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.